USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is testifying before a Democratic-led House committee regarding the administration's economic response to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The Treasury Secretary also says the White House is willing to sign on to a new stimulus package.
We continue to work with Congress on a bipartisan basis to pass a Phase 4 relief program. I believe a targeted package is still needed, and the administration is ready to reach a bipartisan agreement.
More than 200,000 Americans are dead because of coronavirus complications. Johns Hopkins University researchers saying the United States crossed that threshold on Tuesday. Over 95,000 deaths have come from five states, including New York, California, Texas, Florida, and New Jersey. More than 6.8 million Americans have tested positive for the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is promising to move ahead with consideration of a Supreme Court nominee.
The president plans to use the power the voters gave him to make a nomination. Senators will use the power the voters gave us to either provide or withhold consent as we see fit.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday. The city of Louisville making preparations as a grand jury decision appears to be forthcoming. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Federal buildings in Louisville, Kentucky being boarded up ahead of the anticipated announcement by State Attorney Daniel Cameron on the investigation into the killing of Breonna Taylor by police earlier this year. Meanwhile, the Louisville Metro Police Department's interim chief, Robert Schrader, has declared a state of emergency for his department.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump says the United States is fulfilling its destiny as a global peacemaker.
This month we achieved a peace deal between Serbia and Kosovo. We reached a landmark breakthrough with two peace deals in the Middle East after decades of no progress.
President Trump sending a pre-recorded message to a UN General Assembly meeting. Minnesota City Council members who just 2 months ago moved to eliminate the police department are sounding the alarm that a surge in crime is happening and being seen by their constituents. The council had pledged earlier this summer to dismantle the police department and replace it with a community-based system of public safety. As far as if citizens and city councils across the country are waking up, Ryan Kleckner is a former U.S. Army sniper. He tells Fox News,
I think we have good signs that people are being awakened to reality. I really do. The fact that they're calling out here and trying to figure out what's wrong, a little too late, but at least maybe they're getting the signal now. I mean, I'm in the firearms industry. When I look at our gun sales, we've had record gun sales more than any other months we've ever had in recorded history. And that's not because of gun owners like me. That's because of some of these liberals that maybe weren't gun owners before that are realizing their safety is their responsibility. I mean, I've been told by anti-gunners all the time, I don't need a gun because we have the police. Well, I think that's absurd on its face. I mean, I still have a fire extinguisher even though I have a fire department.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.